Hello, I'm Bonnie Stachowiak with the Educational Leadership Doctoral Program at Concordia University. Stay tuned for Beyond the Cloud and today's topic, creativity. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Cloud, supporting the six C's with educational technology. The six C's are character, citizenship, collaboration, communication, creativity, and critical thinking and problem solving. The problem in society today is that the world is rapidly changing, but the field of education seems to be stuck in the dark ages with the assembly line structured classrooms and the modes of outdated instruction. We ask ourselves, are we preparing our students to succeed in life beyond the classroom? The purpose of this podcast and the six episodes are twofold. We hope to connect theory with practice by providing examples of why the six C's are crucial for student success. Secondly, we hope to provide numerous examples of how easy it is to integrate education technology that accelerates learning and excites the classroom. So sit back, relax, tighten your seatbelts, and enjoy as we take you beyond the cloud. Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Beyond the Cloud. My name is Jonathan Wright, and this is the show that allows us to talk to educators.
Oh, hello.
And today, we're talking with Rick, Mariah, and Michelle. And the question I have for the three of you today is, how do we create a classroom using creativity? Which one would you like? Who would like to go first?
Hey, this is Rick. I'll go ahead and go. I think creating a creative classroom requires first an environment that is welcoming and friendly to creativity. There needs to be freedom and ability for the students to have some choice in how they're going to do their work. And everything should be unique, but yet have a purpose. And hopefully through their work, they'll be able to find a solution to a problem in a creative way and using different technology sources that are available in our schools.
Okay, thank you. Michelle?
Yes, I would agree with that. And I would also add that technology is, we're very fortunate that technology allows us to be even more creative at this time by taking things that students are already familiar with and teachers as well, and building upon it and changing it through the use of technology. And it doesn't always have to only be done through technology. It can be done paper and pencil as well. But there are so many new tools that are available via technology that we can take concepts that are familiar to us and familiar to students. And we really, through preparation, can then allow students to engage in something. And I think it's great that in Bloom's new taxonomy, creativity is the highest order and level of thinking. It really means we're taking something and making it our own by adding that unique personal touch and making it ours that we get to then share out.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I really like what you said about technology making us more creative. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. Mariah?
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. A couple things I've been doing in my class, specifically with my accelerated social studies, is I've been giving the students a topic. Of course, all of these topics are things that we want them to know. But instead of just having them read the textbook, I'm saying to them, I want you to research the topic, and I want you to teach the class. However you want to teach the class, go for it. Just make sure you include this information. So today, I had students dressed up like Greek gods and goddesses. They made their own t-shirts. They put together these amazing presentations, and they love to quiz each other, even though that is not part of the requirement. It is absolutely amazing, and they love it. Another thing I do to promote creativity is when we're doing our gratitude journals, instead of just having them write, I also say if you'd like to do gratitude art. And so some of my students have been creating amazing things with images, quotes, things that they've kind of collected, things that they love, that they are grateful, that they, and then they share this with the class. So that those are two ways that I promote creativity in my class.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And we will be right back with more after this commercial break.
Good character?
So what does good character mean to you?
Good character means to me that, like, they're...
So having good character means to always be kind and selfless and brave.
Some of good character is amazing and funny.
That you're positive, you're always helping other people out, you're not caring about yourself, you're caring about other people, and you do anything you can to help them out.
Someone with good character is really nice.
Someone who has good character, like, follows the laws, like, no littering and stuff like that.
A good character is a person who always does the right thing.
It means you're funny and you're nice and you care about people and you do good things!
Good character is someone who's honest and tells the truth.
Good character means always being positive and always having a good attitude, because when you're positive and have a good attitude, good things will happen to you.
Someone with a good character respects people and has a great sense of humor.
Okay. All right, I'll make it quick.
And welcome back to Beyond the Cloud, supporting the six C's with educational technology. Our last question deals with technology. I would like to ask each of you, can you name one piece of technology that you use in your classroom today? Rick, let's start with you.
A technology tool that I've used in my classroom in the past is called Animaker. I used to be a special education teacher, and my students all had a variety of different learning disabilities, and I would want them to do presentations in class, but at times they had a lot of anxiety towards getting in front of others due to their lack of different skills, and they never wanted to. So with Animaker, students are able to create an animated presentation similar to a slideshow, where they're just able to have characters speak for them, and they just need to type in the words that they would say, and this creates their presentation for them. So the students are able to be creative, work on it independently, and then all they need to do in order to do the classroom presentation is share the video that they've created. And this allows a perfect opportunity for students to share, and it has really been successful for my students with a variety of different learning disabilities.
That's great. The technology that I'd like to highlight is Twitter. Since I have a class, an entire school, Twitter can be used both by staff as well as by students. And there's a quote by George Kuros that's one of my absolute favorites. And it says, "The positive shifts we have seen in education in the last few years are not because we have access to information. It is because we have access to each other." And I think that when we talk about shifting from a very industrial-like school setting into catching up to where we are at in the 21st century, being connected is really a key component in being able to have this shift take place. And both teachers and students alike can get onto Twitter and they can utilize it to seek and capture information, but then also to share information out. And it becomes this tool that you can use at a very beginning level or at a very advanced level, where you're involved in chats and groups and really incredibly growing and sharing so much. And I think that that is definitely an incredible example of being creative.
That's fantastic.
In closing, I would go back to Bloom's taxonomy. I think it's incredibly important and relevant that the new highest order of thinking is creativity. That was missing for quite some time. And I think that when you can take something that you've learned and transform it just enough where it's something new that contributes back to whatever field it is, you've really gotten to that point where you're a contributing citizen of the world. And I think that that's what it's about. We are a global society. The goal is for us to be able to help students to become the best that they can be and ultimately contribute. And to be able to contribute to society, you have to learn how to create and how to add value to something that already exists. And when I look at creativity, I think about value added.
I think that's a great addition. And to add to that, I feel that creativity and technology, they're two words that really go hand in hand together. Technology continues to expand so much daily that the creative work of individuals can be done so quickly and so easily now through technology. And I feel that we need to, as educators, be utilizing technology with creativity for our students so that they can create original and purposeful work.
I agree, and I feel administrators can really help with that by creating a very safe culture where taking those risks so that our students benefit.
Right, and I feel that if our teachers are comfortable taking risks, that the students are going to have that same environment where they're comfortable enough to take risks and be open to having a creative mindset.
Yes. I would like to thank my guests, Michelle, Rick, and Mariah, for joining us today. And I would like to close with a quote from Benjamin E. Mays, the educator from Atlanta, Georgia, who said, "It is not a disgrace not to reach the stars, but it is a disgrace to have no stars to reach for." Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time, Beyond the Cloud, supporting the six C's with educational technology.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast produced by educational leadership doctoral students from Concordia University. Be sure to tune in next time for their episode on critical thinking and problem solving. Have a great day, and we'll see you beyond the cloud.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.